ladies and gentlemen. We're live at 5 here with the RBN Network. I've got Roy Carson on, and we're bringing forth the truth that is coming out of Venezuela with no spins, no twists. The buck stops here. Roy, continue, please.
Well, let me ask you one thing, Drew, okay? If I turned around at this stage and said something defamatory against you, okay, and you were seriously hurt, your character was assassinated, et cetera, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I would in this part of the world, I would go through the civil remedies to justify that, and in winning, I would sue for the possibility that this person who brought that defamation of my character to a point where they would not be able to misprint again.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But nevertheless, would you sue Mr. Bush for that?
Well, in the process, that's an innuendo statement there, because I guarantee you I'm in the process of putting together lawsuits because of the attitude of the reporters in Washington, D.C. against Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and the statements that he makes protecting President Bush and President Bush's lies to the American people. Because that's an innuendo, that in and of itself is fraudulent statements about we as the American people.
No, but what I'm trying to say is if I libeled or slandered you at this stage, okay, would you say that Mr. Bush was to blame for my libeling you?
No, sir. Why should I blame Mr. Bush when you were the one that instigated it?
Well, that is exactly the situation in Venezuela where this woman journalist, Pacheco, was being sued for libel and slander against the colonel, and the media, including the North American media, has blown this up to be that it is Chavez who is responsible.
Well, Mr. Chavez, President Chavez, has no rhyme or reason to be involved in this whatsoever. What's the stupidity
yes, you
here?
Know that. I know that. Okay, the whole world should know that. But should we say with the news flow controlled by the likes of AP and Reuters and UPI, well, you know, there it is. You've got the whole propaganda machine.
That's like saying that Mr. Bush is a murderer, and then relegating to the fact that Senator Kennedy is a murderer because he's in the same government with the man.
Yeah, it's logical, isn't it? But nevertheless, that's the ploy in the North American propaganda machine.
And unfortunately,
okay, with the likes of the National Endowment for Democracy funding the opposition in Venezuela to the tune of several million dollars per year, the situation has got so completely out of control.
Well, what I hear you're saying is that Mr. Chavez has been taking care of the people of Venezuela and protecting them and doing such a fantastic job that the vast majority of the people are supporting him. So the evil corporate empire that stands in the background realized that if they would even lose more seats in the election, therefore they would not stand for election, and then come back and broadcast that, well, we didn't get anybody elected because Mr. Chavez is controlling everything. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and that is what has come out of Washington, out of the White House Press Department, that Venezuela's democracy is at risk.
That's horsebucky. This is real representative government down there that you're telling me.
Yeah, and then
we
used to have that
in America back 200 years ago.
Yeah, and then you have British Prime Minister Tony Blair got up in Parliament the other day and said, almost in parrot fashion to Bush, said that he was concerned for democracy in Venezuela.
Hold that thought. We're going to do our last little segment here for a big long break. I mean, a big long segment. Take this little short pause here. Listen to the advertisers. God bless you all. We'll be right back.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We got a little long segment here. I'd like Roy to pick back up there with the happenings of Venezuela there. Go right ahead, please, Roy.
Yes, well, one of the things that I'd really like to bring forward is that Venezuela is not the United States, and equally, the United States is not Venezuela. It's a completely different country, a completely different culture, but nevertheless, the president, President Chavez, has got the message right, at least for the majority of the people, that he wants to bring about a revolution where everyone has a fair crack at the whip. Not just a privileged 5% of the population who are filthy rich and who can fly to Florida on shopping trips any time of the day or night, but for the 95% of the population who really need to get their situation improved. It's the same thing in Bolivia with the new president Morales, okay, who has the fate of his nation, the social conditions for the majority, the total of his nation at heart. President Chavez has implemented a whole series of reforms. Just recently, he was able to announce that illiteracy had been completely wiped out in Venezuela. He has built schools, he's built new roads, and the rest. Of course, okay, this is not something that can be achieved overnight, and certainly not if you have an opposition that's filibustering its way through Congress. However, As of the elections on December the 4th last year, the opposition walked away from the elections, leaving the government loyal powers parties in a position where they can now implement the reforms without the filibustering that went before.
And these are leaders that are taking power that are basically believers, honest men who really care for the people and not taking the profits and opening up a bank account in Switzerland to pad their pockets or opening up a bank account in United Kingdom nation and living in a hotel or a penthouse in New York City. Is that not true?
Well, let me tell you that the president of Venezuela gets a monthly wage of just $2,000.
$2,000. Most people in America can't even live on $2,000 a month, Roy.
This
is appalling to know that we have a president of the United States drawing a salary of $180,000 a year, plus all the massive benefits, plus the fact that he gets his own little private jet that's a 747 that he can fly anywhere he wants to, whenever he wants to, at no cost.
Yes, well, of course, okay, the Venezuelan president has all the trappings of the presidency, but in actual fact, the president actually gives away most of his wages to the poor.
Understandable. I understand. Huh? He has offered help to the devastated people in the southern part of the United States where Katrina and Rita hit, and yet we have no news media in the United States except the headlines to make any newsworthy evidence of that fact, with the exception of American Voice radio newspaper out of Oregon, who also published a credentials about the maneuvers that President Chavez was doing to bring forth cheaper oil prices to the northeastern part of the United States to help the poor keep their homes warm in this devastated coldness, and to bring forth some cheaper gasoline prices on the Gulf. Now, as the editor of B Headline, you have done one fantastic job in making sure this evidence come forth. What kind of action can people out here take to get this truth that you print out to others?
Well, obviously, okay, they can read the headline and they can talk to their friends and neighbors about what is happening. They can try to spread the story even further. Unfortunately, okay, with the mainstream media in the United States, there is such a control exerted over them that I doubt very much that the true news would get out, except through programs like your own.
Well, I have a Marine that is stationed there at the American Embassy in Caracas, who tells me that the highway from to the airport has been repaired to where now he doesn't have to go out to the airport and dodge all the potholes.
Well, in actual fact, one of the viaducts on the highway was in such a state of disrepair. It was built 40-odd years ago, but had been left to degrade over all the years, that it had to be closed for a period because it was ready to fall down. In the meantime, they've opened up other routes to the airport, and now, okay, they're going to have a spanking new highway all the way down to the airport that is safe. Whereas for years, okay, one took one's heart in one's hands to cross the bridges on the way down to the airport. It was incredible.
I believe it. He told me that his tour of duty, Mr. Chavez has taken power, it's like night and day when he was there in 95 versus what he when he came back in 2005. He said it's like night and day. It doesn't even look like the same city and location, and the roads being there around the city have been well taken. And the police department's not on the take like it was before Chavez took power.
I, I agree entirely. In fact, the community police in Caracas now are quite well-behaved and very respectful of the public. Of course, there are rogue elements, as there are indeed everywhere. But the vast generality of the police are conscientious and they're doing their job as best they can against incredibly difficult conditions.
Exactly. And I actually have a lot of respect for Mr. Chavez and what he's doing because of the evil crime family known as the Bush-Clinton Syndicate that's vilifying Mr. Chavez. In actuality, he really is trying and doing the best he can to take care of the people and keep the money there from the assets that is in Venezuela, such as they're not allowing corporations to take the assets of the country, i.e. the oil, the gold, etc., and taking the profits and moving it to some offshore account.
Well, they're allowed to take their profits, obviously, but shall we say they are expected to do it in a fashion that is... within the Venezuelan law.
Correct.
It, okay?
I didn't mean it. He was preventing them from having a profit. He's not doing that. He's just allowing the rightful profit to be made, but the assets of the country to be paid for properly and not just given away.
Yes, well, exactly. Okay, the oil companies, for example, paid a royalty of 1%. For the last 40 years, you know. Now, okay, Chavez said that they should pay a realistic 16% royalty on all the oil they pump.
I agree.
I think there's nothing wrong with that.
I also agree with Mr. Chavez that I know for a fact a lot of Americans do not agree with me, and that is the repatriation of the land for the farmers. It doesn't make sense to me that a 10,000-acre farm in Venezuela goes unattended when the owner of that farm, sitting in a bar in New York City waiting for his next cocktail and for the dinner that night with some U.S. senator, and there's 10,000 acres going to nothing when people need to farm the land for food.
Well, let me just give you precise information on that, okay? The situation at the moment is that about 75% of Venezuela's territory actually belongs to the Venezuelan government anyway, the Venezuelan people. It is not owned by individuals. However, the section that is owned by individuals is productive farmland, not jungle. It's productive farmland. And it is in many cases being held hostage by these landowners who, as you say, are absentee landowners who are extracting a very large income from these properties to the detriment of the people who actually do the work on the land. And they seem to be more concerned about feathering their own bank accounts stateside than to do anything possible about producing food for the people in Venezuela. It's amazing that 75% of the food consumed in Venezuela before President Chavez took power had to be imported.
Yes, sir. I agree with you.
Now, okay, increasingly, okay, with subsidies to farmers and ownership of land distribution and the rest, okay, the situation is getting to be where Venezuela will soon become self-sufficient. And anyone who travels around Venezuela and sees the farmland basically going to waste, it's almost criminal to say that... you know, this land should be put to good use and be productive for the economy of the country. It's ridiculous that one can go to an upgrade supermarket in the east end of Caracas to buy a yogurt that has been flown in specially from Miami.
I read your article on that and almost had a hemorrhoid. I couldn't believe it. It don't make a whole lot of sense.
One of the latest figures is that the consumption of whiskey in Venezuela has actually soared.
I want to ask you a question along those lines there. Right after this little short segment, we're going to have a little commercial here to support the sponsors out there and make this network grow. So to the listeners, we'll be right back with Roy Carstens from VHeadlines.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
With Valentine's Day rapidly approaching on February 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Drew Rain sitting in for Officer Jack McClam and the Officer Jack McClam Aid and Abet newsletter. I am interviewing here with the editor and owner of VHeadline.com, the editor, Mr. Roy Carson, and bringing forth the truth of what is actually being hidden from the American people about what's going on in Venezuela. And the lies and innuendos against the great president that Venezuela has, that we in America deserve a man that has the people's desires and the people's love that Mr. Chavez has. Go ahead, Roy. I'd like to. I got to follow up with that whiskey there that you were talking about. My question to you is: in Venezuela, do they not grow coffee in Venezuela?
Well, they grow coffee in Venezuela is every bit as much as in Colombia and Brazil. But again, okay, the multinationals have put that industry into decline by putting fixes on prices and the rest. However, okay, just recently It was discovered that some of the large speculators had been storing coffee, creating an artificial scarcity on the market to try and force the prices up. President Chavez ordered the police to go and seize the stores of coffee that had been kept secret and released them on the state market at a fixed price.
Now, I can relate that to the oil that's in the Gulf of Mexico, where Esso is capping oil wells so instead of pulling the oil out of the Gulf of Mexico till the gasoline prices go up. Is that not the same thing?
Yeah, well, this is also one of the great fallacies, shall we say, of the situation, because if you look at the price that Venezuela actually gets for its oil and the price that the speculators on the New York and London exchanges are getting for that self-same oil, it's horrendous, the differential. You know, Venezuela is getting in the region of $10 a barrel. And what is the spot price in New York? Somewhere in the region of 56?
$66 a barrel. $66. This
sorry. Okay. I'm not a follower of the oil price, but nevertheless, okay, that gives you a differential then of well over $50.
And this is one of the appalling things that I have, since my father was a Wildcat angle driller that died back in 1971, and we actually in our family believe that there is a problem where you've got a bunch of blue suits sitting in Washington, D.C. dictating the price of oil when they don't do anything. They don't even know what oil actually looks like in its non-refined state. They sit there and drive the speculative prices up, but they don't have any idea what it takes to get the oil out of the ground and up to the barrels or the tankers. To ship overseas or ship somewhere, and they're not paying the rightful price for it. It's like a farmer who grows eggs. He only gets 10 cents a dozen, but they're sold for $3 a dozen in the store.
Yeah, naturally. Okay, but then we have a situation where Mr. Bush Sr. is a regular guest of one of the richest billionaires in South America, Gustavo Cisneros, who owns a string of Spanish-language stations across the states, used to be director of AOL Latin America. He's a director of one of the largest gold companies in the United States. Bush is down in Venezuela on a regular basis to go bass fishing with Mr. Cisneros.
And the corruption never ceases to amaze me.
And
this is why
I applaud
Chavez in the purchase of Citgo oil refinery there in South Louisiana, where the Cajuns of South Louisiana have more respect for President Chavez than they have for any congressman or senator from Louisiana, much less the President of the United States.
Well, one of the things that I don't really understand, and maybe you can explain it to me, is that during the height of the Katrina disaster, President Chavez was spontaneous in offering aid, food, and he was standing by with the Venezuelan Air Force to send several transport planes with food to Houston and to Louisiana.
And, I remember.
Washington turned around and said, no, go away.
On this very network, RBNLive.com, Frank Whalen, FranklySpeakingRadio.com, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, gave the announcement. At that time, I was on the show, and he and I personally discussed the food and the aid that was being deprived of the people in New Orleans, in the Gulfport, Mississippi, in Mobile, Alabama, the direct contacts that Mr. Chavez was attempting to do through channels, and the denial by Mr. Bush and Homeland Security saying, well, we don't need your help.
Well, you know, the whole situation is so ridiculous. There seems to be this, manipulated paranoia in Washington that Chavez is Castro and that Castro is Chavez with some kind of unreasoned logic that a little island 90 miles off the coast of Florida is somehow a big danger to the United States.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Roy, you were saying that we have problems down there in Cuba from a little island. My personal viewpoint is that the elected officials in Washington, D.C. are making a major attempt to get the American people scared of a little raghead guy over in some cave in the Middle East, and every once in a while they stick their little forked tongues out and say that we've got several men, i.e. the president of Venezuela, the president of Cuba, and the president of Bolivia, who are a major threat to America. And the United States Marine Corps has got more trained men in the United States Marine Corps than all three of those countries combined.
Well, Drew, do you really believe that that person you mentioned is in some dirty little cave in the back end of Afghanistan? Really? Okay. Considering the fact that his family were living a life of Riley in very luxurious hotels in the United States on the day before 9/11, okay, and had to be hustled out of the country in a hell of a hurry, I think that's a little bit of a stretch of the imagination to have him living in a little cave like as though he's in a 15th world country, you know.
Well, I don't actually believe that he's living in a cave, but it incenses me to believe that that is what the people of Washington D.C. want us to realize and believe. But you and I both know it's not true.
Well, the people in Washington want you to believe that Chavez is the devil incarnate and that Venezuela is on a straight highway to hell and that there is no redemption, okay, that Bush is the savior of the world and he's got his direct mandate from God to clean the world. Okay, really, you know. Is there anything really to discuss against that kind of lunacy?
Oh, I'm on your side. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your listeners, okay, are surely people who are able to reason themselves and who can work out the right from wrong. For example, okay, we have a very erudite columnist called Mary McElveen.
Yeah.
I know that you've had her.
We've had her
before.
On the show.
Yeah, and Mary, for example, has got such an insight into what is happening in Venezuela. I really suggest that people go to vheadline.com and look up her articles because she is a fantastic writer. She has got the take on what is happening in Venezuela beyond belief, you know?
I understand that. Evil and terrorism against Venezuela began with one man. That's on your lead article on theheadline.com. And if people go to the website, they will see many of the articles through there that Mary McElveen has put out, and you've done her honor by publishing such.
And not only that, now, okay, we've got a situation where Mary's articles are being translated directly into Spanish and are available to Spanish-speaking audiences as well.
And that's fantastic because you and I both know that translation loses a lot. And it actually takes not only a person that's doing the translation the understandable knowledge of the language he's translating it into, but to understand where the language, what the language actually says from its origin.
Well, indeed, and our special translator for that purpose, okay, Jesus Neri Barrios, is doing a tremendous job, okay, and I give him every accolade for doing so. However, today's breaking news article, okay, is Evil and Terrorism Against Venezuela Began with One Man, George W. Bush, is written by Zach Krasuk, and I can really recommend your listeners to read that article because it gives you chapter and verse of it, actually what has been happening.
Yes, sir, and that's why I brought it forth, because it is up front, in your face, tells you what the truth is, and it's not done by an American. It's done by a first-hand vision of somebody in another country.
Well, Zach has actually lived in the United States quite a lot of his life, okay, and he is now a specialist in national security for The Headline, and he is on the spot in Venezuela, in Caracas. He speaks to top military people all day, every day. And what he has written there is, I can guarantee you, it is 100%.
Understandable. And then that's one of the things I enjoy getting up in the morning. I hit the deck around 0500 hours. First thing I do is, after the tea is made, is to check what the insight from the headline and what you have to offer. And with that, you and I both know that even if President Chavez and Castro were to unite together, it is very doubtful that they could succeed in invading any part of the United States as succulently as these Mexicans have over in Arizona and New Mexico.
Well, actually, I think the biggest fear in America at the moment is, okay, that Cuba and Venezuela will beat the socks off you in baseball.
I got news for them. They better wake up because Venezuela does have an excellent baseball team. And that is definitely a big-time possibility.
Venezuela. Most of your players are from Venezuela. Okay, let's face it.
Oh, you're talking to the choir here? I tried to convince that to somebody up in Chicago one day. I said, look, you may not like this, but most of your players on your team are from South America. They weren't born in the United States. I agree. There's a lot of Americans here that they've got their mindset set on an idiot box. They're not paying attention to what the truth is. They're being spoon-fed innuendos and half-truths, and I'm not a fan of Mr. Castro at all. Period. I think the man is evil.
Well,
I think
me neither.
But at the same time, just because President Chavez has gone up and visited with him and sat down with him, that doesn't make him the same evil person. Because I know for a fact that George Herbert Walker Bush has sat down at the table and ate with President Castro himself. So they've talked and had conversation with him doesn't mean there is evil.
Let me just continue the same theme, because when President Castro was in Caracas recently, they worked late into the night, and President Chavez said, okay, come on, let's go down the road and have a beer, okay? And they went down to a bar just down a couple of blocks from the presidential palace and had a beer, as though they were just normal people. Now, can you imagine the sort of security alert that would happen with George Bush?
Being a Marine and living in Washington, D.C., I have actually seen the President of the United States leave to go get a pizza, and it was like the Third Army moving from Anzio to Rome.
It's unbelievable. I don't think Mr. Bush would have to go very far to get hold of a bottle anyway, would he?
No, sir. He gave anything he wants right there. All he has to do is say what brand he wants, and I guarantee you they'll have it.
Yeah, dude.
We have a problem in America where at one time the President of the United States left office, and when he left office, he went home. He didn't get bodyguard service. I don't think Mr. Chavez gets any extra bodyguard service if he were to leave office.
Well, okay, if we're talking about bodyguards, okay, when Mr. Chavez went to the United Nations General Assembly earlier this year, the U.S. State Department said that they would not give visas to his security detail at New York Airport.
Yes, sir.
They had to stay on the plane. The president had to rely on U.S. Secret Service people for his security cover?
I wouldn't. I don't trust the United States Secret Service as far as I can pick up a Humvee and throw it.
There you go. Okay, and even the president's doctor, okay, was not allowed off the plane. It was sat there at the airport during the whole time the president was there. He had to curtail his trip to New York, and in actual fact, he had had an interview scheduled with Mary McElveen, and unfortunately, Mary wasn't able to meet up with him.
This is one of the things that intrigues me, is many of your writers actually get the ability or have the ability and the opportunity to meet with these men, these leaders, with no special attention that is needed to for an interview with Mr. Chavez or Mr. Morales. This is something that really amazes me, because they actually can do so, and it's not the third degree.
Well, you know, let's face it, okay, when you have got such a Praetorian guard around the likes of Mr. Bush, okay, how does one get to Mr. Bush without having been a sworn member of the party to begin with?
Understandable. The Praetorian Guard is alive and well. Big time.
Yep.
Let me ask you, sir, you actually have a writer for you, Ava?
She is a lawyer from New York, okay, Eva Gollinger, okay, she writes for a lot of different publications,
okay,
but she is a very erudite writer who is more an author. She contributes occasionally to the Headline.
I understand. Is it not true that today she's meeting with President Chavez?
Well, that is my understanding, that she was having a meeting now this afternoon with the president. She appears quite often with him on his Sunday program, which, by the way, is rather special in as much as the president actually takes calls from members of the public in the same way as you're doing, for example, and speaks with them on a one-to-one basis and does what he can to help them.
Oh, miracles never cease to exist. If that were to happen in the United States, the President of the United States would be embarrassed from one end of the planet to the other.
Well, I think Mr. Bush's public performance was sitting down and reading My Little Pony to some little kids, wasn't it, at one stage?
Oh, that was his most important duty while the Twin Towers were being blown up. And we all know that was done by men with flight school experience that went to flight school to learn how to fly Piper Cubs. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we all know that a 757 that landed, I shouldn't say landed, that crashed into the Pentagon can blow up, and they can take all the parts that were found from the explosion of that plane and put them on the back end of an 18-wheeler flatbed and haul them off. And there's nothing else to be found. 757 with four engines. One 757 engine, Roy. I'm 6'2". I can stand inside that engine.
Yeah.
And you're telling me that there's no remnants of that engine left? I'm sorry. I got a big time problem with this fabrication of what was supposed to have happened in front of the Pentagon when I know better.
Well, maybe it reminds me of the people who landed on the White House lawn with a flying saucer.
Yes, sir.
You heard about that?
No, sir.
The little green man got out of the flying saucer, and the Secret Service people came to him. And I suppose it must have been a Martian, okay, said, take me to your leader. So three-quarters of an hour later, the Martian came back, got into his spacecraft, and flew away. Radioing back to headquarters, there's no sign of intelligent life here.
That's pretty good. That is very apropos to Alberto Gonzalez's statement from last week, where he stood before the people and said that, in a congressional meeting, that the President George Washington and President Abraham Lincoln and President Teddy Roosevelt all did electronic surveillance far greater than President Bush does. Now, I got a problem with a man that is the Attorney General of the United States that is trying to tell me that there was electronic surveillance being available to George Washington 220 years ago.
Makes you think.
It makes you stop and think that maybe the little green guy in the flying saucer knows a little bit more about what's going on than we do.
Quite obviously, but there again, you know, maybe things are so out of this world that we got to believe them.
Well, that's what this show is all about, is bringing the truth forward, and that is what I see V Headline News, VHeadline.com is doing, and your great efforts in bringing forth the truth has me standing and saluting you, sir.
Well, we're trying to do our best, and of course, okay, I think you know the sort of hate mail that we get each and every day. We get about 6,000 emails a day, of which I would say 70% or more are absolute dross, okay, and maybe about 100 are actual legitimate emails.
I understand. It's like Keith Anderson, for one. I was totally surprised that you were able to put Keith Anderson in an article without the expletives that he normally has a tirade with.
Yeah, well, you know, occasionally one has to show, okay, you know, we welcome letters from people who have an opposition point of view or an opposite point of view. You know, that is democracy after all, you know.
Well, I understand that.
You know, we draw the line when people start to use very bad language, potty language, if you want to call it like that, and who use insults. Okay, I think Mr. Anderson's letter this time was borderline. Okay, it wasn't offensive, really. Okay, it raised some points that I felt could be answered and should be answered, and I think I answered them.
Oh, I think you did a fantastic job, and potty mouth Anderson basically kept his potty mouth in the bathroom for a change. I read a lot of his articles on blogs, and sometimes I can't get through the first paragraph.
Well, since we published that today, okay, I've had an email from him saying that he's not going to contact us again. A very petulant email saying he's not going to contact us again. Well, I responded to him saying that we've heard that promise before.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I could care less. The man is, he takes the truth and he twists it. He does a half-truth of what he's twisted. And when he gets through with it, you think you're being told something. In actuality, it's 180 degrees in the opposite direction.
Well, there's a lot of them, unfortunately, around, okay? And that's why we had the likes of Mary McElveen and Oscar Heck and Arthur Shaw and Elio Chicao and others, okay, who are able to write with such skill for V Headline and to try to inform about Venezuela against the plethora of negativity that comes out of the mainstream American media.
I understand that. Roy, I'd like to hang you over. I want to get some information for your website and other information about you before the end of the show. This is just a three-minute break to pay for the sponsorship of this program. With the listeners out there, come back to us in just a minute. We'll wrap up the Jack McLamb Aid and Abet Police and Military News Hour.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The fastest 2 hours on any Saturday you'll ever have. The Jack McLam Show with Drew Raines as the host. My guest today has been Roy Carson from TheHeadline.com. Roy, I'd like to for you to basically promote The Headline and tell the listeners out there how to get in touch with you and what they can do to help support The Headline and learn what the truth is that's coming out of South America. It's not being told to the American people.
Well, basically, you can log on to theheadline.com on the Internet. If you wish, you can sign up for a subscription. And we publish in the region of about 10, 15 news story files per day. In Spanish, we're up to about 150 news files per day. Obviously, we try to focus on everything that is happening in Venezuela as best we can. Our basic theory is to support democracy, constitutionality, and the rule of law in Venezuela. Many people seem to think that this implies that we're anti-American. We're far from it. In fact, I think we are very much in tune with the grassroots Americans, but we see a lot of things happening in Washington that maybe more erudite people in the United States would agree should not be done in their name. Nevertheless, okay, we're read in 142 countries at the moment, and 92.7% of them are based in North America. That, of course, includes Canada. And, well, almost 100% are in the commercial finance and high-tech sectors, as well as universities and research institutes worldwide. And, okay, over the last 10 years of production, we have got a voice that is heard in high government circles, not just in Venezuela, but around the world.
I understand, and we appreciate that. And I know for a fact that you do support America. I've seen articles in support of the American people and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, especially the articulate commentaries from Mary McElvain, and Oscar Heck has done an excellent job. I praise you and the fact that what you're doing with The Headline, and I wish you well. I would like in the future, if there's something that needs to come forth, to get back in touch with me. Maybe we can get you back on the air another time. Is that possible, sir?
Well, certainly, okay, and I hope to be able to give you any help that you need to contact various people and so on like that. And if there's anything I can do to help you get a greater understanding of what's happening in Venezuela, by all means.
I shall take you up on that 100%, and thank you again for being the guest on the Jack McLam Show today, sir.
Well, thank you indeed, Drew. It's been a pleasure.
God bless you, sir. We'll be praying for you and hope that you get better with wherever you're at.
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wrap this show up. For those of you out there that have time, give support to A Nabet, the newsletter up there. Call up there and give Carolyn Asher some praise for the work that she's doing, and help her give her support with the fact that what she's standing up to bring the truth out here in America. In closing, I want to attempt to bring forth some information here, a little title song that I've got. I want you to listen to this as we wrap up the show for Jack McLam on Saturday, February the 11th, 2006.
the race. These United States, we're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.